Hey, get over here. We need to talk. What about? You know what about. It's about the way you look at me. Don't think I haven't noticed. You think you're being subtle and sly, but you're not. I can tell. Everyone can tell. It's getting embarrassing. They can smell it on you. You're like a bitch in heat. Standing there, panting, following me around. Yeah, I'm mad at you. Because you've been wasting my time with this shit. Pining for me, being coy about it, instead of just coming up and saying something. You wanted me, all you had to do was ask. You know it's been 3 months since I dated anybody. Don't answer that. I know you know. Because that's when your puppy dog act started. You had 3 months and you blew it. 3 months. That's a lot of frustration that I needed to work through. All you had to do was just tell me you were into me. But no. Instead, I have to tell you that you're into me. How pathetic is that? How pathetic are you? Why am I being mean to you? Are you really that stupid? I'm being mean to you because you've pissed me off. I'm being mean to you because instead of wasting all that time, we could have been getting to know each other. I'm being mean to you because you deserve it. And I'm being mean to you because you like it. Because it makes you wet. I'm being mean to you because it makes me wet. So here's the deal. You were afraid to ask for what you wanted. You made me guess at it. It wasn't hard, like I said. Still pissed me off. But I guess that must be the way you want it. You want me to tell you what you want. So that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to tell you what you want. And if it pleases me, I'm going to give it to you. For example, right now, you want to taste my mouth. That's nice, but a little too vanilla. Speaking of, if anything's too much for you, if there's something you really don't want to do, just say the word vanilla, okay? Too obvious? Okay, what word would you like? What works best for you? Okay. First things first. You want me to teach you a lesson. Yeah, I thought so. But I want to hear you say it. Say, teach me a lesson. Again, a little louder. Beg me for it. God, you sound like a slut when you beg like that. Are you a slut? Yeah? Are you my slut? All mine? Should I teach my slut a lesson? I need you to say it just like that. Please teach your slut a lesson. Say it. Good girl. But I'm not convinced. You know what the problem is? It's that sluts usually beg on their knees. Oh wow, no need to tell you twice. Look up at me with those eyes. Those big round eyes that have been pleading with me for months. Yeah. Now, I want to hear you whimper. I want to hear just how desperate you are for me to teach you that lesson. And you are desperate, aren't you? It's not just something you want. It's something you need. Something you've needed for all those weeks and months of batting those pretty eyes at me, pouting at me with that big mouth. Beg for it. Whine for it. Grovel for it. On the floor. Lower. Lower. You want to be on the floor, looking up at me with those big round eyes. You want to rub your pretty face on my black leather boots. Not your tongue? Jesus. Did I say to lick them? No, I did not. I've got plans for that tongue, honey. And I know where these shoes have been. I don't want any of that up in my business, okay? What? Oh, you like shoes. Just shoes, or are you also into feet? You wanna lick my feet clean with your filthy mouth? That's what it's good for? Wow. Yeah, you and me, we're gonna get along really well. No, that's not a problem. I can work with that. I can definitely work with that. But something for next time, okay? Like I said, the issues have been places and, spoiler alert, you're going to eat me out. And you're going to do a fucking good job of it. Yeah, it's something I haven't had in months, and I want it so badly. But not badly enough that I want to risk getting an infection. Don't apologize. If you're into it, I'm into it. Hey, tomorrow night, I'll set you loose in my shoe closet, and then I'm gonna gag you with my foot. Just ram these toes right inside that slut mouth. Yeah, I thought you might like that. No, I'm gonna pull you up by your hair if that's okay. Splendid. I don't remember telling you that you want to lick my shoes. And you only want the things that I tell you you want. Do you understand? And if I think you deserve them, I'll give them to you. Because I am a nice and giving person. Like right now, you want to be kissed. But I'm not going to kiss you, you filthy girl. Not after your fucking tongue was slobbering all over my boots. Filthy mouth for a filthy girl. Is the rest of you as filthy as your mouth? I bet it is. Prove it. Show me. Fucking show me. You want to show me. Pull them down to your ankles and leave them there. Lift that skirt up. Where'd you get this, by the way? It's really pretty. Nice. Now lift it up. Oh, fuck. That's what I call a bush. That's what I like to see. Are you wet for me? Oh wow, you are a filthy girl. A filthy, desperate girl. Gawk on my filthy, desperate girl. You like the way I rub her? Yeah? Well, that's too bad. Lick these fingers clean with your filthy tongue, slut. That's it. No, I'm not gonna keep rubbing you. Oh, I know you want it. I know you need it more than you've needed anything in your whole life. If you want someone to rub you so badly, do it yourself. Give me a show. You want to put on a show for me. Oh yes, back on the floor. Back on that dirty floor. But listen, you are not allowed to come. Don't you dare come. If you even think about coming, I'm going to put you through hell. If you think I was being mean before, you have no idea. Do not fucking test me. Now, play with that girl cock for me. Yes. Rub her. Gentle strokes. Rub that sexy girl cock for me. That wet, needy girl cock. Yeah. Buck those hips. Remember, you're not playing with your girl cock for you. You're playing with her for me. To give me a show. Yeah, squirm. Squirm for me, slut. But don't come. Don't you dare come. You want your neck kissed? Well, you stroke that girl cock for me. I'll kiss that neck. God, you have such a pretty throat. I'm going to put my hand around it. Gonna choke you a little. Because you want it. You want me to choke you. Okay, you said your safe word. Choking's too much today? I've got it. It's okay. Nope, don't apologize. I don't want to do anything you don't want me to, okay? You have limits, I have limits. That's the whole point of the safe word. Do you want to stop? It's okay if you do. We can just get some food, talk. You want to keep going? Okay. Well, we're having a little time out. Is this okay for you so far? I'm not being too mean, am I? I'm not being mean enough? You mouthy little bitch. Is that mean enough for you? No? What was that? Say it again, I dare you. I thought you were dumb, guess I was wrong. Okay, honey. I'll show you what mean is. Give me that hair. Oh, does it hurt? Does it hurt when I pull it back like that? Good. It's supposed to. Let's pull your head back so I can look down at your pretty face. Such a pretty face. You want to know a secret? This face of yours? It's a toy. Something for me to use. For my pleasure. That's all it's good for. And like all toys, before you use it, it helps to lube it up. Let me lick that face. Yeah. That's nice. Let me spit on it too. Yeah. Your face is nice and wet and lubed up for me to use. So I can rub it on my pussy. So I can give you what you want. You want me to use your face like it's a fucking inanimate object. Don't move. Toys don't move. Don't lick. Don't think. Toys don't think. They just get used. Just let me use you. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Such a good fucking toy. This is what you were made for. This is what all toys were made for. And you just became my favorite. Fucking slut. Get off. Here's a towel. Wipe off your face, then come over here to the bed. Get on the floor and eat me. You want the mess to stay on your face? Gosh, you're a keeper. You didn't mind that, did you? I mean, no. It doesn't really do much for me physically, rubbing your face in it, but psychologically, it's really fucking hot. Yeah, I agree. I do think we click really well together. Now, honey, sweetheart, shut your fucking mouth and lick me. Because that's what you want more than anything in the world. You want to get me off. Yeah. Right there. Right fucking there. Wrap my legs around your head. Pull that tongue in further. Buck my hips against you. Fuck. Using you like this, it's always gonna make me come quickly. Where's that finger going? Oh, you are a filthy girl. That's it. You play with my tight little asshole. But don't ever fucking do anything without my permission again. And keep your tongue on my fucking clit. Ugh. Yeah? You like eating me? Don't try and answer. God, you're moaning louder than I am. I'm gonna come now. I'm gonna come all over your wet, messy, pretty little slut face, because that's what it's for. Oh, yeah. So I gave you what you wanted. You wanted my cum on your face, and I gave it to you. You're satisfied. There's nothing else in the world that you want. You don't even want to cum yourself. All you wanted was to make me cum. You greedy fucking little bitch. Get up here. You got what you wanted, so you think we're done? Take those clothes off. All of them. Now. Oh, I'm being too rough, getting my hands all over your tits and your ass. I don't fucking care. How fucking dare you? How thoughtless and selfish are you? You got my cum, but you never thought that I might want yours. Give me that fucking girl cock. You never thought that maybe I wanted to put my finger in your ass? The fucking nerve. You're gonna come for me, and you're gonna wail like a fucking banshee when you do it. Do you understand me? I've given you what you wanted, and now you're gonna give me what I want. I want you to come. I want your come, and I want it on the count of 10. That's right, 10. One. Two. Three. Look up and down you. Four. Suck on you like that. 5. On your fucking head. Six. Seven. You better be fucking close. Tastes so fucking good. Eight. Fucking slut. Oh. Nine. Nice and fucking sloppy. You ready, slut? Ten. Come. Okay. Come over here, baby. Spoony spoon spoon. Yeah, let me get my arms around you. That was fun. Whew. Was it fun for you? Yeah? You know, we could have been doing this stuff for weeks now. For months. I'm still a little mad at you. You really should have told me you were into me. Okay. That's fair. I should have told you I was into you. Yes, I'm into you. Is that not obvious? You're one of the coolest people I know. No, I'm serious. You know me well enough to know that I don't lie out of kindness. You're just, as the Americans might say, rad as hell. You're funny and sweet and a pervert. What's not to love about that? And I can be myself around you. I mean, this whole thing we just did. I usually don't show that side of myself that quickly with somebody. Or be that mean so soon. But with you, it felt right. Of course, it helped that you smell like a sub from a mile away, but it was more than that. A big part of what made things blow up with my last relationship was that I couldn't be me, and she couldn't be her. Exactly. I'm glad you feel that way. You have to talk to me though, okay? I'm not gonna judge you, just like you're not gonna judge me. Yeah, you can write it down if that works for you, makes you more comfortable. I don't think that's stupid. I think it's kind of sweet. I think you're sweet. This is the start of something good. I am going to fucking terrorize you tomorrow night.